Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website. That's waitwait.npr.org. You can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and our upcoming shows in Rochester, New York on October 20th, and in Nashville on November 3rd. And be sure to check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast this week. Mike and Ian tell you how to actually sound interesting when you tell someone about that crazy dream you had last night. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Megan Stanley calling from Washington, D.C.
Hey, how are things in our nation's capital?
They're good. Probably the same as you see on the news.
Probably. Well, on the news, it's terrible. Are you a member of the permanent government class?
No, I work at a think tank here in D.C.
Oh, wow. I've always wondered what it is like to work at a think tank. Do they just make you think? Do you have to, like, tell people what you've thought of all day?
You have to stop and think,
it's
or just
mostly,
think?
Yeah, it's mostly thinking. They don't let me drive the tank very often.
Oh, I see. Well, welcome to the show, Megan. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
People expect a lot from you because you are a professional thinker.
Yeah. Don't expect too much.
Here is your first limerick.
My downward dog hit some sour notes as my yoga mat's strewn with dried oats. I pose on this farm with some cloven hoof charm. I'm doing my yoga with...
Goats, it is.
Yes.
For just $10 a session, the No Regrets Farm in Albany, Oregon is offering goat yoga. It's like Bikram yoga, but instead of being really hot, there are a lot of goats. The classes are held outside and feature standard yoga poses, child's pose, warrior pose, downward eating a garbage bag full of old cans pose.
I think rabbits would be better.
With what would be rabbits?
Rabbits,
yeah.
Well, I have 14 cats. I was thinking, you know, you could be in like a pretzel position and my cat could come stick its butt in your face and that would...
Well, I mean, there's a lot of management involved with all of them. I mean, I think like hamsters, you could just like sweep them up when you're done and put them back.
Here is your next limerick.
Sephora's not quick on the take-up. Each day I come here once I wake up. To work I will rush with their lip gloss and blush. With samples I put on my...
Makeup.
Yes. Lipstick and nail polish are expensive. And according to that well-known fashion blog, The Wall Street Journal, instead of buying cosmetics, more and more women are using free samples at makeup stores to do their faces every morning. They walk in, they spend 20 minutes trying out different products, and they walk out without buying anything, and they do it again the next morning. Some women aren't using the products in themselves. They go in with friends and do full makeovers.
Oh,
I did that.
Why is there no fried chicken lipstick?
Because you'd sit around licking your lips all day and people would be freaked out. By the way, if you're concerned about people taking more than their fair share, taking advantage of the generosity of the makeup companies, according to one biologist, at least half the sample products on display at department stores are contaminated with bacteria. So enjoy your new face, it comes with leprosy. All right, here is your last limerick.
The New York Times grid is a muzzle. No up-to-date slang will they guzzle. We are hip, small batch brews of brand new micro clues. We're making a new indie...
Puzzle
it is!
Yes, very good.
I thought you would never get that.
Today's kids, the hipsters, they want all things to be indie. Indie music, indie beer, indie Anna. So, the latest indie craze, the artisanal thing, is crossword puzzles. Those hipsters like things on the down low and the across low. Bill, how did Megan do?
Megan did great. She's from a think tank, and she thought right. Congratulations,
well
Megan.
Well done.
You're
good thinking, Megan.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.